Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for Instant Pot rutabaga, or as us Brits would call it, swede. Or, to complicate things even further, the Scottish call it neeps. As in, once a year in Scotland, when they have Burns Night, it's always haggis, neeps and taties. I just love that saying. And yes, I've cooked them in the Instant Pot before, and yes, they are delicious. So that's another one for you to add to your list. But whether you call it rutabaga, swede, neeps, or maybe you've got another name for it where you come from, I know some places call it turnips, whilst we call the smaller ones turnips. You know, so what? No matter what you call it, it's just perfect for steaming in the Instant Pot. And it's great for this time of year when it's in season. It's good for Christmas as well, because if you think we haven't got long now until Christmas, and it's just a good all-rounder. So what you'll need is, I always use one whole one. It saves on measuring. So one rutabaga, or swede as you might call it. And then, for seasonings, we're going with a tablespoon of dried thyme and salt and pepper. And then also, you know, I love mine with a bit of butter. So about a tablespoon of salted butter, but that's optional. So if you're on a diet and you don't eat butter or you don't want butter, that's fine. And then for kitchen gadgets, we're using our Instant Pot and a steamer basket. So place 1 cup, which is 240ml of water or veggie stock, into the bottom of your Instant Pot inner pot. Then add in your steamer basket. Peel and then gradually slice and dice your rutabaga or swede, depending what you call it, until it is into medium sliced chunks. Season well with salt and pepper and thyme, or you can mix and match seasoning. You might like it with parsley or maybe some basil or oregano. Or if you're having it with some lamb, you might like it with some rosemary. It's totally up to you. Then load the rutabaga chunks into the Instant Pot onto the steamer basket. Place the lid on the Instant Pot and set the valve to sealing. Pressure cook for 5 minutes. Do a quick pressure release and do a fork test to make sure your rutabaga is fork tender. Then transfer the cooked rutabaga onto a serving plate and then add little bits of butter and let it melt over the rutabaga. And it's just absolutely delicious. Or if you're like me and most of Britain at Christmas, then what you can do is you can do a full swede, as we call it, and then you can do about 8 carrots as well. Steam them together instead. And then increase the cook time up to 8 minutes. And then once done, you can mash together your carrot and your swede to make carrot and swede mash, because that's just lovely. And of course, if you head over to RecipeThis.com, search Instant Pot Christmas, we've got loads of Christmas-inspired recipes on there and some more coming up on the podcast for you, because we're getting into that season again. Thanks so much for watching, and don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter, where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen, and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.